It's almost 1 year ago to the day that the Bunkcast started broadcasting live. And we started that episode with this message. Broadcasting live, this is the Bunkcast episode 24. And we're now on episode 72. Amazing, really, isn't it? Yet again, starting the show with an absolute kicker of a track. That was Promise Lab and Burned Again. Now, Promise Lab are a four-piece band from Baltimore in the United States. And that track was taken from their 2008 debut album, When the Lights Go Down. Good evening. It is Friday the 14th of August. It's just gone quarter past nine. And you are listening to the Bunkcast episode 72. Yes, tomorrow. Well, not really. Because it is a year, isn't it? I didn't do a show on a Saturday. But yes, on the Friday the 15th of August 2008 was the first day that we actually did a live broadcast of the Bunkcast. And we've come a hell of a long way since then. Quite an amazing way since then. Just have a listen to this. A number of episodes ago, I said that when I was recording these shows, it's kind of like I'm recording to an audience. When I'm speaking, you guys are there with me. I was wrong. Boy, was I wrong. I am absolutely shaking like a leaf. I haven't had my dinner this evening, which doesn't help, so I've got a sandwich to one side, I've got a can of Strongbow to the other. A little bit of Dutch courage. And I think, I'm not mistaken in saying that when Lance, Doug and Darren did the first Dumb Down Life live broadcast, episode 20 I think it was, they were pretty much the same in terms of nervousness and jitteries. I've just seen in the chat room, no hold your noses, car is filling a nappy, Dave owes me. Oh dear, that was a memory. Did you hear the jitteries in the voice though? Listening back on that now, it... Oh! Dinner's ready! Woohoo! Yeah, listening back on that, you could really hear the nerves in my voice. It was the first time I'd ever done anything like that before. It was going to be a test run to see if it was going to work. And look, here we are, a year later, and still doing live broadcast. So, it was obviously the right thing to do. So... good evening, everybody, and good evening to everybody in the chat room. Now, I think we've broken previous records. At the moment, we have a grand total of 11 people in the chat room, including myself. And I'll just do a quick roll call. In no particular order, we've got Nick, Dan, Ian, Davey from Hull Lug. Welcome, mate. Katie, Darren, Caroline, who's just joined me in the kitchen, Lainey, Phil from work, and another guest. Now, I don't know who the other guest is, but I'm going to guess that they're probably from the Hull Lug as well. I'm going to guess the guest, yes. So, welcome one and all. And also welcome if you're listening on the podcast version at the moment. It's always good to know you're listening. What? What happened? You backed into the door? You backed into the doorknob? Yes. Does it hurt? Yes. Are you silly? Yes. Don't. Ah, I've forgotten what I was going to say now. Ah, crazy. So, how's your week's been? My week's been really good. I've had a lot of things happen. And I'm going to tell you about some of it now. Went to the Scundog meet on Tuesday. That's the meet of my local Linux user group. And there were six of us there in total. We had Jackie, Carl and Dave, who's in the chat room at the moment, from the Hull Lug, and Brian, Sean and myself from the Scundog group. And it was fantastic. Again, spent quite a lot of time not talking about geeky stuff, but also spent a little bit of time... What? We are allowed to talk about non-geeky stuff, you know. Have you ever been to a lug meeting?
No, I've been around you and then to computing.
But it would be really boring if all we did was sat around a desk and talked about computers. At the whole meeting, we were talking about philosophy. Last week's Scundog, last month's Scundog meeting, we were talking about ancestry. Right, you're hereby banned from the chat room. Darren's just asked, what's the Linux group name? The one that I go to is Scundog, S-C-U-N-D-O-G, scundog.org, and the Hull group is Hull Lug, H-U-L-L-U-G, and that's hulllug.org, and Davey, who's in the chat room, is our representative from that lug. Yeah, we also spoke quite a bit about the podcast that I hinted on last week, and it looks as though we've kind of formed ourselves... Stop banging! We've formed ourselves a form of committee to have a look at the podcast and see whether it's going to be viable or not. We've got a name for it, we've got a website for it, but I'm not going to tell you what that is at the moment because we haven't announced it yet. Yes, and because I'm a sports board. But, no, don't crying out loud! I know you're preparing me dinner and all, but be quiet. No, don't come up with a knife! No! Yes. So that was earlier in the week. That was great fun. I'm being attacked by knives, even. Ah, dear. And yes, we've got visitors coming to the Budcast Castle this weekend. We've got a couple of friends coming from the east of England, from Cambridgeshire. We haven't seen them in at least 2.5 years, because they haven't met Kari yet. One of which we haven't met at all. So that's going to be great. They're turning up tomorrow midday, and they're going to spend the rest of Saturday and most of Sunday with us, which we're really looking forward to. We don't often host visitors at the house, so it's going to be really good. Really looking forward to it. The podcasting kit that I mentioned last week, I said I'd gone and ordered it. It's going to be... I've lost my notes. There we go. It's going to be arriving over the next couple of weeks. There's a delay because of late stock deliveries, unfortunately. The delivery date for my parts at the supplier is next Friday. So it doesn't look like we'll get it until halfway through the following week. And, I'll mention something about the next couple of shows later on in this episode. And... work-wise, in a couple of weeks' time, I'm going to be moving offices. The office I'm at the moment in Nottingham is outside the town centre. It's near the Riverside Retail Park in Nottingham. And in 2 weeks' time, over the bank holiday weekend, in fact, we're going to be moving into one of the city centre offices. Now, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. New people to work with, new office environment. But the first group of people that are moving into the other area, to the other office, sorry, have gone today. So it's going to be a little bit quiet over the next couple of weeks. And I'm not sure how we're going to cope with it, because we have a really good working relationship with the guys that have already gone across. So, yeah, we're going to miss them, I think, definitely. Are you burning yourself there with my dinner? Cool. Just don't bleed in it or anything. Okay, that was obviously the wrong thing to say. Right. Okay, enough waffling. Let's have some music. I'm going to play a track now by the Astronauts of Antiquity, which we've played a couple of times before in the show. This is another track from their Rocket Science for Dummies album. This track is called Miss Caroline, and it's a ballad said to be written both in the style of a love letter, but also as a tribute to the state of Carolina. Even though it says Caroline and not Carolina. But it says here, Caroline thinks it is a fab name for a song.
Had turned on a tape recorder in her pocket as she was attacked. The Saint's previous convictions. News shot 10:44. Like a true and bold.
Some people say it so well, it's sweet poetry. Yeah. If you can love what is, it could set you free. It's goodbye, Miss Caroline. You gave me shelter.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Well, she's like water in my heart, it's like a stone. When it sinks down inside her, man, I never feel alone. It's a sparkle and a flash, just a burst of light. None of this will last if I crack her in the night. Lillian, won't you raise me from my sleep? There's a seed of light inside of me, only you can feed. Lillian, well, let's drink from Van Gogh's night and burn and crash and fall like tears from God's eyes. My Lillian. Oh my Lillian. She moves lightly as she swims through my hair. I feel her waves against me as she lies in my bed. The noise and the clatter can bang on our door all day. I'll just lie here, let a current carry me. Lillian, won't you raise me from my sleep? There's a seed of light inside of me, only you can dream. And Lillian, well, let's drink from Van Gogh's night. A burn and crash and fall like tears from God's eyes. Well, she's in the rain when the darkness descends. Rolls over me, I feel our dance begin. And every drop running down my face, and I open my eyes. Lillian, won't you raise me from my sleep? There's a seed of light inside of me that only you can feel. Lillian, well, let's drink from Van Gogh's night. Burn and crash and fall like tears from God's eyes. My Lillian. Oh, my Lillian. Yeah, for my Lillian. cracker in the night. Let's burn and burn out bright.
Five AM there with Lillian. Again, it's not the first time we've heard from 5AM. 5AM had a track from theirs a few months ago, called Be Still. Now, 5AM have a very devoted fan base, so much so that their fans invested $21,000 to help the band make their debut CD, Degrees of Falling. Now, this CD did extremely well. Now, their second album, This Morphine Life, was recorded for free after the owner of a studio saw them performing live. Now, these two albums have launched this group to the forefront of Northern California rock bands. What is wrong with me today? I can't speak. And then in April 2007, they travelled to Vancouver for 16 days to record the first three songs for a new album, funded by a long-term fan determined to bring them to national attention. Now, to be honest with you, if I was a member of this band, I would be absolutely amazed. Give me another word. Overwhelmed to have that much devotion from my fan base. So, fantastic. Really like them. I think Caroline likes them as well. Okay. Right. Yes, it's time for this week's Darren Short. Now, had absolutely no responses whatsoever from last week's Darren Short, which is a little bit disappointing because, you know, I think Darren's put a lot of effort into this news. It would have been nice to have seen some responses to it. Maybe, though, you just felt you couldn't respond, which is fair enough. So let's see what you think about this one.
Hello, this is Darren with another Darren Short. It seems to be the trend these days to have retro cartoons on the front of T-shirts. Grover, I think it is. Is it Grover the Grouch, is it? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Grover the Grouch, the guy who lives in the trash can in Sesame Street, I've seen him on a few T-shirts. Hong Kong Phooey, I've seen on a few T-shirts. Various Muppets, Mr. Men, all this sort of thing, which bring back sort of memories of the past. Today I saw the Ghostbusters symbol, and it brought back a very, very, very vivid memory of when I first saw Ghostbusters symbol. It was on a pencil case back in school. I remember whose pencil case it was and everything. I also remember thinking, what's this about? What's this symbol with the ghost with the line through it? And also along with this at the time was the promotion of I Ain't Afraid No Ghost and Who You Gonna Call. And all these things, we were sort of teased with them, not really knowing what it was about. Perhaps it was just my age and the fact that I wasn't really into watching the magazines at the time. It may well have been much more obvious to some of the sort of older people, but to me it seemed that Ghostbusters was one of the first films to heavily promote before the film was out. Now, with films such as Star Wars and Jaws, they were promoted after the first weekend had done well, with the reviews and in the interviews and the media wagon that followed after the film. In my mind, Ghostbusters was the first one that preempted the interest and got the media ball rolling before the film even came out. So today's question is, which is the first film multimedia experience that you remember? I realise here that we're talking to people across different countries and across different ages, so it'd be interesting to know, you know, which film was the one that you remember waking you up to what this marketing monster is all about. I look forward to hearing your answers. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, I can't actually remember any instances of films where they've done so much advertising before it. I'm really struggling to think of anything. I do remember, and I've seen a lot of it recently, television series that have done a lot of pre-advertising. Before Lost started, because we watched the first season of Lost, got very much into it. And I think a lot of that was to do with the hype that surrounded it and the intrigue that was bred as a direct result of the campaign that surrounded it. Now, certainly in the case of Lost, the initial advertising campaigns surrounded the Portishead track Numb. And watching the cast of Lost dancing on the beach surrounded by the wreckage of an aeroplane and wondering, you know, what the hell is this? And I started watching it, watched the first episode and thought, yeah, this is actually really quite good, but nothing like what the advertising was about. So they'd managed to drag me in and successfully hook me on this series, this new series, but we just didn't have a clue what it was about. So I suppose from my point of view, yeah, Lost was probably the first one that I was aware of, you know, keenly aware of, that was being advertised well before it came, actually got released, at least in the UK. And yeah, it certainly worked. Unfortunately, we stopped watching Lost after episode 22 of the first season. It was literally the one before the major two-parter at the end. And we just missed an episode. We skipped an episode and just never got back into it, which is really unfortunate because both Caroline and I were into it to such a point where we did a lot of internet research on Oceanic Flight 815 and the numbers, and there was various official and unofficial websites to support the show and its storyline. But yeah, all of a sudden it just dropped, and we never got back into it. It's really odd. It might have been about the time that that Amy was due to be born. So that might have something to do with it. But no, in answer to Darren's question, what was the first film multimedia experience? I'm really trying to rack my brains to think about what films there have been that we've had advertising or a certain level of awareness of before it came out. Other than the normal, you know, preview trailers and stuff like that. I mean, Twilight, obviously, the Twilight saga. The first one came out. Everybody's hooked on it, except me. And there's merchandise out, and there's, you know, an amazing hype surrounding it. In preparation also for the next one, which I think is Breaking Dawn? New Moon? Don't know. for whatever the second film is. But, no, I honestly can't think of one, so sorry about that, Darren. I'm sure if I do come up with one, then I'll feedback on it next week. But, yeah, the question goes out to all you guys. You know, what was the first film you saw that was preceded by, you know, a fairly decent and memorable advertising campaign? So, thank you very much, Darren, for that Darren Short. And there will be another one next week. All right. Okie dokie, we're going to go straight on to our next song. Comedy song time, just to please Phil. And this is a chap called Devo Spice. Now, we have played Devo Spice song before, which I think was called A Walmart Christmas or something similar. Now, Devo Spice is a nerdcore comedy hip-hop artist from New Jersey in the USA, and he was a founding member of a comedy rap group called Sudden Death. They dropped the group name Sudden Death in 2008 due to confusion with other bands using the same name. Now, this track, Spam, is a parody of... I don't know what you're saying here. It's a parody of... Stand by REM and a track called Slam by Onyx. And Caroline's added here, Weird Al Yankovic, anyone?
I got 700 messages, three are from friends who try to guilt me into sending their crap back to them. All the rest I would guess is some kind of a scam that prevails in my mail in the form of spam. There's an African queen and I'm the one she select, cause she's got $20 million that she has to protect. She can't wait and would appreciate a timely answer, and all she needs is my bank number for the transfer. Sure, oh yeah, that sounds totally legit, and here's my ATM card in case you need it. I can't believe that people fall for this shit. It really sucks that last year these little pricks made $100 million. Look, I want a free vacation to Hawaii. All they need is my credit card number to verify. Well, I'll just type that in for you right now, right after hell freezes and his time will allow. True, interest rates are at an all-time low. I'm no financial genius, but one thing I know, I'm better off getting money from my dear old mom than from sexychick3 at hotmail.com. These people don't know who I am, and they don't give a damn about me. They just give me spam, so you can see what to me is a major source of my aggravation. Why these people think I need so much Viagra, and what's with all the offers for a penis enlarger? Some even come with a battery charger. Here's a 2-for-1 offer. I don't know about you, but what the hell am I supposed to do with 2? Here's another chick who wants to meet me online for a one-on-one chat, just $12.99. She included a picture, says her name is Barbie. Before that price, we could chat during dinner at Arby's. I can work from home, I can get rich quick. I can buy some stupid herbs so that I'll never get sick. And if I act quick, I'll get a paper or something that'll show me how to buy meds from Canada for nothing. It's amazing that these folks are so concerned about my health, considering when I had a flat, no one stopped to help. But I can think for myself, and I'm not falling for squat, whether they can get me free gay porn or not. Glorious spam, a wonderful spam.
The following is a true story. Only the bandwidth has been changed to protect my quota.
It all seemed to be the same, till one day I got a really strange one. I didn't know whether to believe or not. They claimed to be a time traveler with a broken field regulator who needed a new dimensional warp generator. Huh, that's a new one. I didn't know what to say, cause I had just bought a used one that day on eBay. I might have let him have it, but I know what they're worth, and he didn't have any money that was good on Earth. So I'm gonna keep it, see if I can make it work. I wanna travel to the future and visit Captain Kirk. So until he gets some money that I know I can trust, he can rot in 2000,
whatever,
like the rest of us.
Okay, let's see. I've got a message from my mother, my cousin, Dave, and Spam. Spam, my sister, Tracy, and Spam. Spam, 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 Lukeski's newsletter, and Spam. Spam, 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 some stupid crap from my boss, and Spam. Spam, 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 oh look, somebody bought an album, and Spam. Spam, 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 Spam,
glorious spam, a wonderful spam!
When life's treating you badly, always remember the podcast. It's there for you, so make sure you tune in.
Feeling
in, I can't keep you when the walls don't push back. And I sing with all my mind, and there's no echo, there's no sign of you to push back. Every time we go to pieces, we just build up for the fight. So let your walls down, show your battle wound, show there's no time, no room to fall, so let your walls down.
That was The Simple Things with Gone Gone. Simple Things are a San Francisco-based trio, and that track was taken from their eponymous album, which is released in 2008. So you got my phrases right this month, this week. Yes. Right, a couple of things about the Devo Spice song. I stuttered over the information that Caroline had given me over the phrase, Spam is a parody of Original plus Stand by REM and Slam by Onyx. I now realise that it meant the original Spam song, which I believe was done by Monty Python. So that's what that meant. And yes, apologies for the little sweary in there. Didn't quite expect that. Right. We're going to go on to some feedback. Had one email this week, and that was actually from the lovely wife. And she says, hi babe, enjoyable show this week, some great tracks. Nice lead-in with Spy From Higher, the sort of track you find yourself singing along to, even if you don't know the words. It's great that you found some like-minded people in the lug groups. Does that make you a lug bug? Yeah, I suppose it does. I'm also looking forward to seeing lots of people soon. It's going to be a busy few weeks, but for all the right reasons. I really struggled to decide which I like best between Trina L's song People and Hudost's Royal Mountain. They were both very enjoyable tracks, different styles, but both of high quality. Trina reminded me a little of Anastasia, and Hudost put me in mind of Charlene Spiteri. Cookie Cutter Girls' If Farts Are Made Out of Super Bowl Stuff was just plain kooky and wacky, but that is generally my level, so that's okay. A very apt song for you to play, given that you are the king of the guff. As for me, I never fart. No, not me, not I. Quite a nice chill out towards the end with Rochelle House's track and Chris Crowder. All in all, a nice mix of songs. Much love. Moo. She also asked me after she sent me the email. Yes, she sent me an email as feedback, but I did ask her to. You started the show with a real kicker, followed it up with a couple of boppy tracks, and then went for chill out. And her question was that the intent? Well, actually, no, it wasn't. That isn't the intent. It's not... I never really have an intent when it comes to the sorting out the show's music. Yes, I like to start with a kicker at the beginning of the show, because it kind of makes sense to. I also like to end the show with a bit of a kicker, but that kind of depends on what the other songs are as to how I order them. Now, So I've just looked at the chat room and seen the phrase, Dave is very good in the kitchen. At what? Yes. I do place the six songs in the most appropriate order that I believe. Like I start with the kicker song, and then what I tend to do with the two pairs is I'll normally put a slower one at the second of the pairs, but that doesn't always work either. But no, it certainly wasn't my intent to do the kick it to start with and then bring it down afterwards. But if it works and you're happy with it, then yeah, it's all good. Also had a brief message from Mark. Now, he actually submitted a news article to the podcast drop at drop.io/thebugcast. I haven't included it in this week's show because by the time I realised it was there, it was too late to include it. But he also made a comment about still having problems listening to the Bugcast on his iPhone. Now, I still haven't gotten to the bottom of this, and I know there are at least three people who listen to the show that use iPhones or iPods. Now, interestingly enough, Darren from Darren's Shorts and the Dumbed Down Life also runs an iPhone or an iPod, and yet he's not told me that he's had any problems with my shows recently. So either he's still playing catch up, or it might just be an intermittent problem with different iPods. I don't know. But I am still looking into it. If anybody's got any ideas as to why my shows may not play on iPods every week, some do, some don't. And bearing in mind that the production process I use to create these files is exactly the same every week, pretty much without fail, then I really would appreciate any thoughts that people have got. Next week, the Bugcast episode 73 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room on Friday the 21st of August at 9 p.m. Now, the weeks after, which will be episode 74, will be released on Friday the 28th of August, but it will be a pre-recorded one, hopefully with Caroline as well. Now, the reason it's going to be pre-recorded is because at 9 p.m. on Friday, we should be in Scotland, and I'm not really geared up to doing a live broadcast from a different country yet, so you will have to put up with that. So don't forget you can get in contact with the show by sending your feedback to feedback@thebugcast.org, and you can also visit the website at www.thebugcast.org for more information about the show and the artists that have played. And I'll also include in there links to any specific things that we've spoken about this week, which I think at the moment is probably limited to... Yeah, I'll be posting the lug links again, because we spoke about them. So thank you very much indeed for listening. Thank you for everybody who's in the chat room at the moment. I think we've dropped a person, but we've still got Nick, Andy, who wasn't there at the beginning, so thanks for coming along, Ian, Davey, Katie, Darren, Caroline, Lainey, and Phil from work. So thank you very much indeed for all of you for being here. Very much appreciate you coming along and offering your input into the show. Also want to say thank you again to Caroline, who's my assistant producer stroke sound researcher. I think she's kind of inherited the official researcher banner from Phil since I fired him. But yeah, thank you very much indeed, love. It makes my job a lot easier for you to do this research, because I have other things to do to get the show prepped to make sure it starts on time, which never happens anyway. So it's a bit of a shambles, really, isn't it? Okay, we're going to finish tonight with a song by a group whose name I'm not going to tell you just yet. Now, this track is called Spread Your Wings, and it's taken from this group's album, Contrary Radio. Now, this group are a four-piece New York City band formed in 2005. Now, it would appear as though they have a sense of humour, and those of you who are in the chat room, if you look at the status information at the top of the screen, you will actually get the name of the artist before I'm actually going to say it. And the reason they have a sense of humour is because they like to refer to themselves by the acronym of their name. So if you wanted to get a t-shirt on it saying I like and the initials of this group. So to play us out, these are the Citizens of Contrary Knowledge and Spread Your Wings. Have a good week. Take care.
It's gonna take you there. You're what you wish you are.